in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
These are reported causes to the vaccine surveillance system of adverse events, you know, side effects, adverse events, and even deaths. So these 28 deaths are being investigated. It is very possible that they may be directly related to the vaccine, but it's equally possible at this point that they cannot be conclusively linked to the vaccine. Now, it's important to understand these numbers in light of the number of vaccinations that have occurred. So we've got these 28 deaths that will be investigated out of 5.5 million vaccines given.
There's fear amongst people saying that only time will tell the real effects of taking the vaccine. How would you dismiss these fears amongst critics in society?
The vaccines produce any adverse events in the first 6 months and at the most a year after having taken them, very rarely. The side effects of vaccines are found out pretty quickly. There's no long-term issue to concern ourselves with. If that were the case, then we wouldn't be, you know, then we'd be worried about giving childhood vaccines. The thing is that these vaccines have been developed on exactly the same platform, certainly the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, as other vaccines in common use. The two new generation vaccines are the Pfizer and the Moderna, which uses a different technology platform called mRNA. All the information right now shows a very low rate of side effects.
We hear of companies manufacturing these vaccines, opening up their doors to facilities here in South Africa. What does this mean essentially about the vaccination drive or the vaccination of people against COVID-19? Would this now be like the flu vaccine, which would then be taken yearly, perhaps?
Well, we're not sure about that yet. This is a novel coronavirus. The flu the influenza is also a coronavirus, but it's endemic now. As you know, it comes up seasonally, and it does mutate, requiring a different jab every year. Now, we may end up in that situation with this virus, but it's too early to tell. Right now, we're still in the emergency phase of the pandemic. And once a level of population immunity is reached, here and globally, the virus in all likelihood will become endemic.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.